The US has had a surprising change of attitude off the back of Israel's recent aid flotilla raid. Today, President Obama met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas at the White House, pledged $400 million in new aid for the Palestinians and called the situation in the Gaza Strip unsustainable. I asked Arab and Islamic Studies senior lecturer at the Australian National University, Dr. Matthew Gray, what he thought of this apparent change of attitude from the US.
I think for that to be coming from the US is quite a powerful sign that it is being challenged. It's already heavily criticised in the Middle East, not surprisingly, but also is increasingly criticised by European actors as well. But you know, for the US to change its position, that's becoming a key issue. If the US decides that the blockade ought to be lifted, there really is a very strong chance it will be.
So do you think this will damage the US government's reputation in its own country?
Look, I don't think so. I'm not an expert on US politics, but there's a growing view, I think, in the policy-making circles in the US that the Israeli relationship is a politically expensive one for the US. It does affect their relationship with other countries in the region, in the Middle East. There is, though, some partisan elements to this. It's Democrats more than Republicans in the US that are starting to question the Israeli relationship and that sort of automatic support that the US often simply throws behind Israel no matter what. So I think there is sort of a divisiveness there in policy-making circles in the US still, but you know, you do have some actors, especially the Democrats, some centrist and left-of-centre actors starting to really question whether the US is sort of too easily and too readily supportive of Israel.
ANU Senior Lecturer for Arab and Islamic Studies, Dr. Matthew Gray. I asked Daniel Myrowitz-Katz, analyst at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, about how he reads the latest move from the US.
It's important that the US is paying attention to these issues as it's one of the most involved countries in the Middle East. However, I think it's also important that, as Obama has been doing, they give Israel a little bit of leeway and understand the difficult situation that Israel's in, that having the hostile entity of Hamas in Gaza that is constantly trying to do everything they can to attack southern Israel.
And what do you think Israel could do to improve its reputation with the international community?
I think that that's a very difficult situation for Israel. Unfortunately, for one thing, Israel's PR skills leave a lot to be desired. Due to the nature of the Israeli parliamentary democracy, it means that people who shouldn't necessarily be in certain positions, like foreign minister, end up being there because of factional deals that have to be done in order to form a coalition. So I think that Israel could be a lot more open and could let the whole world know their agenda and be, rather than being so guarded over things, which means that people can take advantage of what they've done, they could just be very open about exactly what happens and what their activities are. For instance, if you contrast the flotilla situation with the Gaza war, during the Gaza conflict at the beginning of last year, Israel didn't allow any press into Gaza at all. But what that meant was it actually worked against Israel, because it meant that the only reports coming out of the conflict were Hamas reporters, because obviously there's no free press there at all. They very viciously control any information that happens in Gaza, and Hamas had the only reporters on the ground. So in the flotilla, they had the foresight to record the entire incident and then release videos that happened, which means that things haven't worked completely in Israel's favor, which I think has a lot to do with the way the Turkish government reacted. At least the story of the IDF is out there, and there is video footage widely available on the internet and on TV that shows what happened.